The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and this is the prophetic voice of our time. Thank God we're slowly getting out of quarantine or lockdown in stages. I wanted to encourage everybody. Let us continue to follow the guidelines set before us, not just for our sake, because I know you are a man and a woman of faith, but for the sake of others as well. Let us show a godly example that we follow the guidelines, whether we like it or not. Just like Jesus didn't want to pay a temple tax, and rightly so, but he paid anyway. So let us follow the guidelines. I don't like the face mask and everything either, but let us follow the guidelines. Last Sunday, we celebrated our Thanksgiving offering to God for our quick recovery and restoration and continued prosperity and for security of our great state and for our country, the United States of America. We also thank God for our president, vice president, and our governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, for God to give them wisdom. They are the perfect people. They were raised up for such a time as this. We are coming out of this lockdown a better person, a better Christian. We prayed more. We had a time to reflect about the good things and what is important. And a lot of times, a lot of us, we were able to learn about the things of God. We studied more, we prayed more, and we attended services numerous times in our own house. Isn't that great? And as for Freedom Fellowship Church, we will continue to limit the people that are coming in, and we'll continue to do the live streaming. And I want everybody to be comfortable and to be safe. So for those of you who don't feel safe, just hang on in there, but I just want to remind you, fear is not from the Lord. We need to exercise discretion too. We need to do our part. Amen? And we found out that you and I, we're on the same boat. And glory to God, Jesus was with us on the boat. Through the storms, through this pandemic, through the challenges that we face. So, last Sunday, Deborah prepared a turkey for about 10 of us, the media team and the nations. So good to see them. And Erin, Erica, Gail prepared the side dishes. Mike got the drinks, and we had a wonderful time in talking about the Lord. I'm going to explain to you later at this broadcast on how important for you and I to make an offering to God, like what we did. It was a Thanksgiving offering to give God the glory, and we include him, and that we entrust him. We believed in him, that he is our source. So I thank God for this country. I thank God for a great state. And I thank God that our leaders will continue to lead this country towards prosperity, towards security, and for United States of America to continue to be the leader of the free world. No, America will not fall while you and I remain standing, obeying God, while we are obeying the Great Commission, preaching the gospel to all nations and making disciples, and while you and I are united. Let me ask you this. How many hundreds or even thousands prophesied the demise and fall of United States of America? and for decades now, God proved them all to be liars. What kind of Christian wants for his or her country to fall? Is not Jesus on the throne waiting for his enemies be made a footstool for his feet? And did he not give us his name? And under that name, all power and authorities in heaven and on earth have been given to that name, have been given to him, and he turned around and delegated that responsibility to us? So why do you want us to fail? Well, it's not in the Bible. United States of America is not in the Bible. Is all nations be a part? Is the United States not be a part of that? And if you still cannot process that in your mind, and you're still waiting and prophesying that America is going to fall, consider the heart of God. Consider the will of God. You know the word of God. It is the will of God that all men will be saved. That even as our soul prosper, we will continue to prosper. That's the will of God. It is not just for one person. It's not just for you and I, but it is for the whole nations. So I want you and I to continue to focus on the heart of God. We have to have a heart after his heart. So the responsibility here on earth was given to his people, to you and I. And he said it very clearly, that those who believe in me, signs and wonders will follow them. And that's what we need to focus on. Let us not focus on the great tribulation, but let us focus on you and I. Are signs and wonders following your life? Or has it been 20 years ago? God doesn't change. We're supposed to be going from glory to glory. So I prophesy that United States of America will recover from this in an unprecedented way and manner as the people of God continue to unite, as the people of God continue to focus on him. Amen. I think I am going to start a prophetic school through this radio broadcast to share the heart and the will of God here on earth in our times. It is much needed. I held an online prophetic school, and I think I mentioned it to you, and about 170 plus registered. They're from different parts of the world and also here from Texas. And out of this, there were pastors who registered too. And afterwards, some of these pastors and leaders, they are hungry for the move of God, held prophetic school to their congregations and within their group. All they did is play the video of the prophetic school with me teaching. And some schools, some training are still going on right now. So many people are learning more, being taught and discipled via online, via live streaming. Is that amazing or what? I don't have to travel. I don't need to leave San Antonio and be able to reach more people. Glory to God. I also thank God for our partners and members of this ministry. I have not seen many of you since February because I went to the Philippines during the pandemic. But you know what? Things are tight, but bills are getting paid. I don't have to beg or spend time asking people for money. God is my source, and he knows my needs as well as the needs of this ministry. And at the same time, I trust the people of God that he connected to this ministry. Our groups, they're all givers and doers. And they know that we need to continue. We must continue to sow seeds on fertile ground. And this, what we're doing as far as training and crusades and school, they are fertile grounds. Glory to God. Now, before I share the message for today, I want to release a blessing. First, to my partners and members, and second, to you, our radio listeners. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release a special blessing, protection, health, joy, and harmony, prosperity to all of our partners and members of this ministry. And I also release, in the mighty name of Jesus, deliverance, healing, salvation, harmony, prosperity to all of our radio listeners in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we are united in heart and that we will continue to focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen. What are the things that we need to do that some of us are already doing it but are not even aware of? And I just wanted to emphasize those so that you'll know whether you need to make some adjustment, whether you need to pray to God, or you need to continue to be extra conscious now on what you're doing for God. And this is my confidence. Whether you and I will make a mistake, this must be our confidence. First of all, no one can love you as much as God loves you. No one. This is our confidence on moving forward. Because while we were still sinners, Jesus already loved us. So much more now. We receive the Son, we serve the Son, and now God the Father loves us as much as He loves His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. He looks at you and I, and He can see His own image. So focus on the good things. Focus on God, okay? Don't focus on the bad things. Those too shall pass. In Jesus' name, amen. And we know that God is working behind the scene. God does not sleep. He works 24/7, and He is so mighty that hearing all of our prayers, searching all of our hearts, watching billions of people, He still knows the number of hair on our head. We know that He will not share His glory because we don't deserve to take glory from Him. And at the same time, God will never force or insist on you and I giving Him offering. Instead, He will give instruction and bless those who follow His instruction to the letter. But He never forces us. He never threatens us. But He expresses His heart, sometimes His anger, sometimes His disappointment on some of us. Isaiah 43:22-24, it says, "Yet you have not called upon me, O Jacob. You have not wearied yourselves, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offering, nor wearied you with the demands for incense. You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses." God gets tired watching us to continue to sin over and over again and with our complaining and murmuring. So God gets angry. He gets tired when we complain and murmur, when we are in need, when we are going through challenges. When we don't get attention, lots of us love attention. And we know that Jesus got angry when they commercialized the place of worship. Did you see that? So for all of you that are leaders that are listening, or God caused you to listen to this, do not turn your services, do not turn your crusades, or even your training to raise money. God knows our needs, and there is always a time and a place to raise money, but not at that time, not in the middle of a teaching. That is the ways of the world. All you need to do is to give people an opportunity, but please do not commercialize any events that are in obedience to the Great Commission. You know, here at this ministry, we are small numbers. But we were able to obey God, to go to the nations of the world. And everything that we had, they are small in comparison to others. But we are in obedience to God. And we continue to raise money. We hold fundraising events in our parking lot, and a lot of times we go to the market to sell stuff with Sylvia, Gail, James, Joshua, Erica, and myself through heat in the summer. And it doesn't matter because God knows that we are doing our best and everything that we can in our power, that we don't think ourselves too important or too busy to raise money. Because you know what? God can touch somebody, one or two people, and they can give, and it will cover the entire year of our expenses. Or one can even buy the building that we're in right now. God can do that. He is almighty. But He is watching each and everyone's heart if we are willing to do whatever it takes within our power. And I don't beg. It's just like, I don't want to lose my anointing. Are you getting this? And we will continue to demonstrate to the Lord that we are willing whatever, but we will not use the podium to beg for money. So God sent us partners and members who are generous. All I need to do is to give them opportunity to sow. And it's up to them to hear from God and to give cheerfully, to give generously. This is the workings of God. So we don't need to. So we held that thanksgiving because God is in control and we are doing the best that we can in following His instruction. Yes, we stumble along the way. We make mistakes. But so what? God knows our hearts, right? And no one can love us, you and I, more than God loves us. And that is my confidence. He will always love me, and nothing can separate me from that love. Numbers 11, verse 1 and 2. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when He heard them, His anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. When you are unhappy, when you're sad or angry, do not complain at the hearing of people. Complain to God instead. Pour out your trouble, pour out your anger, pour out your frustrations to Him. When I do that to God, I call it my tattletale prayer to Him. Because sometimes I pray like Nehemiah. So when you're unhappy, don't start complaining or murmuring. Complain to God instead. Psalm 142, verse 2. I pour out my complaint before Him. Before Him, I tell my trouble. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, Habakkuk was complaining. Why are these bad things happening? Why are enemies doing this and they're getting away with it? That's my translation. So he complained to God. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what He will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint. There is an awesome thing that happened when Habakkuk complained to God and waited for God to answer. I love the ways of God. So what God did, He redirected Habakkuk into the plan of God towards the nation of Israel. He said, write the vision down, so that a herald will run with it. The vision may get postponed because of trials and tribulations. That's my addition. But it will surely come to pass. And then he said, see, he is puffed up. But you know what? The righteous shall live by faith. So God redirected his prophet Habakkuk into who am I, my ways of doing things, and my plan for all of you that you need to focus on. Write it down. I love that. So don't focus on murmuring and complaining and your issues. God is here. So once you surrender your life to the Lord, once you started saying, okay, Lord, not my will, but your will, and use your authority. Because he said, physician, heal yourself. You ask how? In his name, and believe that 2,000 plus years ago, you were the healed at the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Murmuring is not of God. Let me repeat it again, verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. Amen? So learn everything. And make sure that your offering is unto God. And we must learn to give an offering to God. I don't have any problems with our group because they have been doing it. Even many of them don't realize it until I pointed it out to them. Like, for example, during this pandemic, Gail made us face masks. She prayed over them. She made sure that they worked, that they're effective. And she volunteered. She volunteered her talents for it. And she does that. She gets me water, whatever I need that she can afford, and she planned for it without her asking for it, without her expecting anything in return, because that is her offering to God. But just like we installed a sound booth. And it was conceived. I told Joshua, and Joshua started making lists and making plans on how to reroute all the cables and everything. And then Mike started making the plan on how to build it. Javier made some recommendations that are so great, and he helped in building it. Same thing with Pete. He rearranged some of the wall coverings, some of the wall decors, and he volunteered, and everybody started working together. And you know what? It is so neat to see them all working together because they know it's an offering from God. And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. I'm going to continue this, hopefully, in the next broadcast. How to make an offering to God and how to be conscious of it, because God loves it, because you are remembering him, whatever your situation is. And he's not going to make a demands out of you, but he is so pleased when we voluntarily offer some things to him. Not just money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your gifts, your talents, your time, and other resources. Amen. So join us in our live streaming. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube. The service on Sunday starts at 10:30 with the praise and worship team. And in the evening, it starts at 7:30 and also on Wednesdays. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, Our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.